Thoughts are my magic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Thoughts are my magic. I have thoughts that go through my mind a zillion miles an hour. I have thoughts that go through my mind and tell me what a lovely day this is. I have thoughts that go through my mind and tell me, oh, you have so many things to do. You have so many projects all piled up here and there and everywhere, and you're not doing any of them. Why are you not doing them? And I have thoughts that say to me, hey, nothing's important except to be yourself and have fun. Now, if for some reason or other I would get a ticket to go to a South Sea island and go there and stay there for 5 years, what would happen to all the piles of work that are on my desk? What would happen to all the things that need to be taken care of? What would happen to all the seminars that I'd outlined? What would happen to all these things that were waiting to be done? Well, they would either wait or they would dissipate. And if they waited, then I would have all sorts of new and wonderful things to add to them. And if they dissipate, so what? So what? Think about it. Thoughts are a wonderful part of my life. Thoughts are my magic. Thoughts are my inspiration. Thoughts are my dreams. Thoughts are the wisdom of and my every thought. Yeah. My thoughts are my wisdom on my every thought. How about that? Now, when I have a thought, and my thought says to me, I like me, all is in divine order, I am peace. I like me, all is in divine order, I am peace. I have no worry in the world. All is in balance, all is in harmony. And I look at all the tasks I set for myself, and I say, so, I'll get to them, if I want to. And if I want to, I can just push them into the wastebasket, and they're gone. But some of them are very important. Sure, they'll come up again. And I'll survive without them. I don't have to. I can begin just going through the projects that I have, little by little, step by step, and pretty soon, they're all done. Because that's the way things are. Now, if I were on this South Sea island with no telephone, no computer, no electricity, no nothing, just the sun, the coconuts, and me, what would I do? What would I do? How boring that would be. Ho, 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 ho. When I live in my mind, I am anything but bored. When I live in my mind, I am so happy. I am so filled with beautiful thoughts. Thoughts are my magic. When I live in my mind, I dream of things that are utterly amazing. Now, think of this. I like to write, and I write a lot. And as I sit down at the computer, my fingers just love to dance over the keys. They have always loved to dance over the keys. From my youth to my youth, every time I'd sit at a typewriter, my fingers would want to say, say something on there, say something, write something, do something. From the early typewriters I had, the Royal Portable, that was really an ancient one, to the standard typewriters where you hit them naturally with your fingers and you have to make the keys go up and hit the paper and come down, and sometimes they clog each other up because you want to type so fast, you have so many things to say. Well, hey, when you don't have a typewriter, well, of course, the computer allows you to type very fast, so I have never clogged keys on my computer. Although, at times, my computer has a little time catching up. I'll type 3 or 4 lines before it begins to even print. But that's another story. My mind, the thoughts in my mind, they are my magic. They are my enjoyment. All I do is, if someone presents me with a proposition, they say, what would you do if some spaceship came along and said, hey, want to go? I'd say, sure. You would say, sure, I want to go on a spaceship. Well, sure, why not? What would be wrong with going somewhere on a spaceship? Would there be something evil about it? Why would I, me, a divine creature like me, create a spaceship coming to ask me to take a ride if it were not something very, very good? Think about that. Because every spaceship is a beautiful thought, just like every automobile, or every airplane, or every person are beautiful. You see, thoughts are my magic that I work with. And so, I visualize myself getting in this spaceship, and on this spaceship are intelligent beings that are able to communicate with me and I with them in a very easy, perfect, balanced way. They want to take me into their world and show me the magic of their world, and so the magic of my thoughts are at play, and I have my mental recorder turned on, and I'm recording it audio and video, and I'm taking down all of the beautiful things that they're telling me and all the beautiful sights that they're showing me. And we haven't even arrived anywhere yet. We're still just sitting in their spaceship. And then they say, okay, we would like to show you some of our planetary system. And I say, wow, what an honor I have. And then they say, and we are there. We didn't have a big rush. There wasn't a pressure like traveling through space. There wasn't a zooming where you had all of yourself crushed into a little tiny ball because you went so fast. We were there. We were faster than speed. We were being there. And on one of their planetary systems and one of their places they wanted to show me, why, everything was quite lovely, quite like Earth. And the people were quite like people who live on Earth. But everyone had a smile on their face. Everyone was living in unconditional love. Everyone was being so super, so wonderful. And, hey, what a great place. They said, ha, come on. And so then, hop, we went into the spaceship, and we were instantly somewhere else. It was no longer that it took to me to sit down for me to stand up and walk out the door again. And there we are, in another universe, in another planetary system, in another area of magic. My thoughts are my magic. And hey, I'm doing these things. I'm sitting actually on a desert island in the middle of the Pacific in wonderful warm weather. I'm naked as a jaybird, just enjoying myself and being happy as can be. And then I'm going to all these places, and they don't even look at me. They don't even see me. They only see my mind. They see my thought. And they know that my thoughts are magic. And so then they say to me, well, Herb, how about taking me to some of your places? And I say, all right. Can we use your device here? Oh, sure, sure. Okay, I'd like to show you Paris. So, zip, there we are in Paris. And we are dressed to the nines. And these people who look like something I'd never seen now look like normal human beings. And we walk out of the spaceship right in the middle of the Champs-Élysées, and we look around, and nobody can see our ship. Nobody can see our spaceship. It is a big, invisible gadget that you can look right through. You see the sun right through it, and so you don't even know it's there. I said, hey, how are we going to find our way back to the spaceship if we can't see it? Hey, you can see it. Now, look at it. See it? Okay, now look at it. You don't see it. So, when you are ready, you just say, I'm ready to go to the next place. Your spaceship, our spaceship, will be right there with us because it is always with us. And we use it as a game. Now, we don't have to have a spaceship to travel from planet to planet and from universe to universe. We can just zip by our thought and be there, you know, faster than anything you could ever imagine. Perfect speed is being there, remember? And so my magic thoughts keep bringing new ideas into my mind and new ideas into my mind. And then I think of my desk and I think, ooh, look at all that that needs to be done. And I say to myself, okay, I speak my word now and it is done in perfect divine order. Perfect divine order. Then as I look at my desk, it is the most beautiful, clear, wonderful desk in the world with just a little project here and there that I'm working on that at the minute, and that's okay. But you see, That's what it's all about. Thoughts are my magic, and thoughts are my world, and thoughts are my reality, and thoughts are who I am, and who you are, and all that is. And isn't that a wonderful way to be? Now, if I were to say to Alan and Sylvia and Ingeborg and Dorothea, hey, let's go and take a look at Saturn. And they say, well, Saturn doesn't really turn me on. Hey, well, where would you like to go? Well, why do we have to go someplace? Because I'm taking you on a trip. Oh, all right. Well, let's go and look at, let's go and look at the world inside of the planet Earth. Oh, you want to do that, huh? I feel a little hesitation there, because some of you don't believe it's true. And if you don't believe it's true, if you don't believe it's there, you're not going to get there. The core of the shell of the Earth is all going to keep you from having that experience. Now, can you in all of your heart and conviction say, I believe? Or do you have you read so much of the scientific information that says there's a melted core in there and it's hot and this and that? Can you? Can you ignore that? I've taken you on out-of-body journeys to the center of the sun, to the planet of unconditional love, to all sorts of wonderful places in the universe and out of the universe, and you had no objection. Why is there objection now to the thought that there might be a world within the world, within our planet, that there might be another life form, not form, but another universe within our planet? Did I not tell you, from the scientific point of view, that every single atom is a giant universe, and every single atom has movement, it has energy going about it at infinite speeds, and that when you put together the number of atoms it takes to make a human body, you have a tremendous number of atoms, and you have the energy that could do anything without limit. And you've turned off your awareness of that energy so that you're not using it. But you can. Okay. Why can we then, therefore, not create within the Earth another world, another existence? We can certainly do that with its own atmosphere. Believe it or not, within every atom is an entire universe. And within every atom are things that make up the stuff that's within an atom. We can give them words, quark and subquarks and so forth, but within every atom is a universe. And within every atom are worlds, are people, are life forms of various nature. And here on Earth, we think we know so much. And with the microscope, we look at a drop of water, and we see all the life that's going on in there. And, hey, that's just an easily visible form. Now we take our electronic and subatomic and radio microscopes, and we look into the inner atom. We look into the inner beingness of forms and matter that we never dreamed of looking at. Hey, and there's life going on in there. There's bacteria and viruses and things going on in there that we never dreamed about. Why would we ever say that there wasn't something going on when someone told us there was? Because whatever any one of us ever says about what's going on, we can be sure it's going on. We just haven't given it attention yet. So, when you're ready to say to me, hey, when are we going to take our trip into the center of the Earth? I'd like to see that. When you're ready, when in your heart you have that as a natural observation, a natural realization, we'll go. And that could be right now, or it could be many lifetimes from now. But it's always there. Thoughts are my magic. Thoughts are your magic. Live in a world of such magic that you have only begun to open the doorway of who and what you are. I'm having fun like this all the time, and my life is just so exciting. And people say, I know where you are, I know what you're doing. You haven't the slightest idea. Because I never was where you thought I was, and I never went where you thought I went, and I never am what you think I am. I am far beyond that, and so are you. Isn't that great? Have a lovely day, and remember, thoughts are my magic, and I know that they're your magic too. I love you. I love you. I love you.